Midnight glared at Owen.
You could have stopped that.
Yes, I probably could have. But she doesn't know the Haydenmen. She had to find out the hard way what they're capable of. I wouldn't always be there to protect her. Besides, she'll heal. It's what she does.
You cold-hearted bastard.
Sometimes. You aren't the only ones who learned hard lessons from a hard war.
He moved forward to kneel beside Bonnie Bedlam. Her face was a swollen, bloody mess, one eye completely closed.
How are you feeling?
Great. Give me a minute, and I'll get up and hammer the bastards.
No, you won't. There are too many of them. They're too strong, and they don't fight fair. This is their idea of a warning. Next time, they just kill you. We can't beat them like this. We have to think our way out. Now, will you please forget the solo heroics and follow my lead?
Bonnie thought about it.
How many metalheads did I take out?
Less than one.
I'll follow your lead.
Bonnie sat up straight and concentrated. The puffiness in her face went down, and her swollen eye healed in seconds. New teeth pushed up out of her torn gums to replace those she'd lost. She stretched easily like a cat and rose to her feet in one lithe movement, smiling widely.
Oh man, what a rush. Next time I'll plan it better.
Next time we'll find a place for you in our laboratories. You only live now as a favor to the Redeemer.
Yeah, I can see you and he are real close.
You're supposed to be a warrior. Don't you recognize the futility of overwhelming odds?
We've been through the maze. Nothing can stop us.
You've never had to face the Haydenmen. You saw how easily they felled Bonnie. If you want to get out of this alive, do as Owen says. He knows what he's up against.
Midnight glared at Hazel, and then at Owen, and turned away to offer Bonnie a supporting arm she didn't need. Hazel moved close to Owen.
Tell me this is all part of a cunning plan.
It's all part of a cunning plan.
Now try saying it like you mean it.
Right now, I'm just trying to keep us alive. We face some bad odds and sticky situations in our time, but I really don't fancy our chances here. These are Haydenmen, state-of-the-art cyborgs. Maybe we could take them, maybe not. I don't want to find out. We can't before I need to.
Hazel glanced around her and shrugged uneasily.
I take your point. I still think we could trash their metallic asses if we had to, but I am definitely in favor of trying every other option first. Keep pressing Moon. I think you're getting to him. His last few responses were almost human. Stay cool, Owen. Stay on top of things. I can tell how hard this is for you.
Is it that obvious how much I want to tear this place down? What's happening here is vile, inhuman, utterly evil. It's everything we fought against in the Empire. But the bottom line is we can't risk dying here. At least one of us must get away to warn humanity.
Understood. And no, it's not that obvious. But the others don't know you like I do. All this reminds you of Charnel House, doesn't it? Of what was done to your people on Viramond.
Yes, but I couldn't help them. They were already dead. This is different. Most of these poor bastards are still alive, even if it is a living death. So I have to come up with a scheme that not only takes out the Haydenmen, but will also free the captives. And since schemes aren't necessarily what I do best...
You'll think of something, Scholar. Just tell me when I can start hitting things, which is most definitely what I do best.
Owen's mouth twitched for the first time, in something like a smile.
You and both your alternates. I guess some things never change.
You wouldn't have let them kill Bonnie, would you?
Of course not. I'd have stepped in if things had gotten out of hand. But I couldn't let her commit us all to a fight at this point. Moon and his people were just waiting for a chance to show us who was really in charge here. Hopefully, they'll cut us a little slack now.
So what's the plan now?
Keep our eyes and ears open and look for a chance. We still need to learn as much as possible about what they're up to.
They're a bunch of evil, sadistic bastards. What more do we need to know?
How far along the line they are in producing the next generation of Haydenmen, the new, improved version. We need to know exactly what the new models can do, how many they have here on Brahman, and how many more might be hiding out in other bases, on other worlds. Finding that information and getting it back to the Empire is more important than our need for vengeance.
Hazel looked at him steadily.
And more important than our lives?
Maybe. In many ways, everything that's happening here is my fault, and my family's. I have a duty to do everything I can to stop this.
Don't worry. The minute we've learned everything we need to know, this whole filthy business is shutting down, whatever it takes.
Remember the hostages. We can't just abandon them.
Hazel looked around the laboratory.
After everything they've been through, maybe they don't want to be saved. Death might be the only kindness we could do them.
Maybe, but we have to try. It's the human thing to do.
Interesting. You've both been talking animatedly for some time, but I couldn't hear a word of it, even with my enhanced hearing. And you weren't using your comm implants, or I would have picked it up. Did the maze make you telepathic or something?
Something. Very definitely something. All of us who pass through the maze have a mental link, a closeness. If you'd stayed with us, you'd have it too. Now back off. If you need to know anything, I'll tell you.
Don't mind me. Feel free to make any threats or declarations of defiance you feel necessary for your peace of mind.
All right. You betrayed me. All of you. I didn't release you from your tomb for this.
They're just being true to their nature. Your reasons for opening the tomb are irrelevant. Their freedom was inevitable. If it hadn't been you, it would have been some other member of your family. David, perhaps. The Hademen are merely following their programming, bringing the gift of transformation to humanity, so that the numbers of augmented men may increase, and thus be more likely to survive in an increasingly hostile universe. Shub is still out there, and the aliens. The Hademen must be strong. It is only logical.
Interesting. You started saying they instead of we. Can it be you aren't entirely in sympathy with what's going on here?
I believe the human expression, clutching at straws, is appropriate here. Follow me.
Of course. There are always more circles to hell, aren't there?
They went up to the next level, and another laboratory, once again as silent as the grave. Endless rows of men and women sat unmoving in tiny cubicles, eyes closed, faces utterly immobile. Again, holes had been drilled in the backs of their heads, and coils of metal cables linked their brains to unseen machinery. After the horrors of the previous laboratory, the new one seemed practically serene. Owen distrusted it on sight. He looked at Moon.
We're testing for ESP. Barely known during the First Crusade, it is now spread throughout humanity. ESP fascinates the Hademen. A form of power and control not derived from technology, but from the unknown depths of the unaugmented mind. The Hademen want it for themselves. They cannot accept being at a disadvantage to anyone. So they are currently seeking to map all physical changes in the brain tissue of all those showing some form of ESP ability. Logically speaking, ESP is a puzzle. It has no obvious power source, yet it is capable of achieving things the Hademen cannot duplicate, even with their vast knowledge of tech. They are determined they will have ESP, whatever the cost. Here they are stimulating all areas of the subject's brains to destruction, and observing the descent from agony into madness to death, in the hope that they will learn something useful.
Torturing them till they die of it. Bastards.
Midnight glared at Owen, but said nothing.
You don't approve of this either, do you, Moon?
My approval is irrelevant. The Hademen do what is necessary to follow their destiny. No individual belief can be allowed to interfere with that.
You're weakening, Moon. Any minute now, you'll forget yourself and venture an opinion of your own.
I am a Hademen. Whatever I might have been in the past, I am now a fully functioning Hademen. That is all that matters. The Tobias Moon you knew is dead. You saw him die. I am merely a reinvigorated body with access to the original Moon's memories. Nothing more. Come. There is still much for you to see.
I don't think so. I'm much more interested in talking with you. Let's try a few straightforward questions and answers, shall we?
If you wish. You are the Redeemer. We will hide nothing from you.
And knock off the Redeemer crap. I'm a Deathstalker, and there has always been another name for honor, despite what some members may have done to smear it by working with you. I want answers, and you're going to give them to me. What's going on in the other labs?
We are investigating contemporary human technology and extrapolating from it. Science has moved on during our absence. While we still remain in the forefront in most areas, there is still much that can be learned. Cloning is new to us. Once understood and mastered, the population of this planet can be cloned many times over to provide basic stock from which new Hademen can be produced. They will be the next generation of Hademen, greater than before. Invulnerable in battle, genetically superior, their triumph will be inevitable. The Second Crusade will convert all humanity, and the Hademen Empire will be strong, efficient, invincible. This is necessary. We have many enemies. The AIs of Shub have refused all offers of cooperation or allegiance. They say they don't need the Hademen. that we are only flesh with delusions of grandeur. Chubb therefore remains an enemy and a danger. And then there are the aliens, unknown, powerful, dangerous. Humanity must become more than it is, if it is to survive these threats.
Damn! Once you get him started, there's no stopping him, is there?
Give me 10 minutes alone with him and I'll stop him.
All Bonnie's wounds had healed, and her scowl was something to behold. Most of the Haydman guards had moved closer to her. She ignored them magnificently, her glare fixed on Moon and Owen.
How much more of this crap do we have to listen to, Deathstalker? My Owen.
Your Owen isn't here. And even if he was, he probably wouldn't have done any better than you against the Haydman. Now hush.
I know what I'm doing.
Very nice speech, Moon. I'm sure you said it just the way you were programmed to. But you must see how illogical your position is. You can't hope to win. You've got one planet, a handful of ships, and you've already admitted you're years behind everyone else's tech. You're outnumbered, outclassed, and everybody hates you. You can't win.
The Empire is weak, divided. You saw to that. Our golden ships decimated the Imperial fleet during the rebellion. Your remaining armies are tired and spread over too many fronts. What better time to strike? Especially as we have new, less obvious weapons to wield. We have the only existing remains of the Adjusted Men, the Wampir. While there is no point in recreating what were essentially only inferior versions of ourselves, we have used their remains to produce an inexhaustible supply of the drug known as blood. We have been supplying the Empire with this drug, through a series of middlemen, for some time now. Its use has become extremely widespread, as a useful palliative in these troubled times. Now there are addicts everywhere, dependent on us for their next fix, who'll do anything we require of them, rather than risk being cut off. Some of them are in very high positions. You'd recognize the names. They will be our fifth column, our secret army, our private traitors at the heart of your government, sowing chaos and confusion as we require. Just like you, Hazel, when I supplied you with blood back on Lost Hayden.
I never betrayed my own kind.
But you would have, if we'd asked you to. Wouldn't you?
Hazel glared hotly at him, and then looked away. Owen put a comforting hand on her arm. Moon turned his attention back to Owen.
You see, Deathstalker, answers bring no aid. Truth brings no comfort. Humanity is the past. Hayden men are the future. They have named you Redeemer. Speak for them. Be their advocate to the Empire. They will listen to you. War is unnecessary. Convince the Empire to embrace the future, not fear it. The Empire can be made strong again, to face its many enemies. Humanity must surrender to us for the greater good. Evolution cannot be denied. Speak for us, Deathstalker. Be the herald of the future that destiny always intended.
No. You're not humanity's destiny. You're a mistake, an offshoot, a path that should never have been taken. Humanity lies in the heart, in the soul, in all the imponderable things that tech can never measure. You're no better than Shub. I'll never serve you. Never.
You will. You have no choice in the matter. We've come as far as we're going, and there's no more need for talking. You and your companions are our prisoners, as was always intended. The Haydenmen have need of the secrets within you, the power you gained from the Madness Maze. Our scientists on Hayden have been trying to recreate the maze, but so far with no success. No trace of the original maze or its presence remains, and the one being who might have told us anything, the Wolfling, cannot be found. So you and your companions are the only hope we have of understanding what the maze did, and how it did it. That's the only reason we allowed you to enter this city. We brought you here, into the heart of our operations, so that you could be taken captive with the minimum of effort. There's no point in fighting now, Owen. You are surrounded by hundreds of Hayden men, and we have observed that even your miraculous powers have limits.
Don't be too sure of that. You'd be surprised what we can do when we have to.
That's precisely where we want you. Your abilities fascinate us. They're clearly not based on any form of ESP. The maze produced the original Hayden men, but we had no idea it could produce miracle workers. It is the nature of Hayden men to seek perfection, and it is unacceptable that you should possess powers that we do not. So we will study you, discover the source of your miracles, and take it for ourselves. We will build a new Madness Maze, and all the Hayden men shall pass through it. Then let humanity tremble, For from that moment, their days are numbered. And all of this because of you, Owen Deathstalker.